Hi, it's Frankie.
And it's Tyler.
And this is It's Greek to Me, the podcast where we discuss Greek life at FGCU and beyond.
Alrighty. That was a nice little intro there.
This is a fun episode. Take my word for it. Because today we are talking about the super fun social aspect of Greek life. And we're going to kick it off with themed events.
Exactly.
So, inspiration for this episode came from the fact that Kappa Delta Shamrock Week is going on, and this is benefiting our philanthropy, Prevent Child Abuse America, and the whole theme of this is shamrocks and the color green, because it kind of coincides with our, like, our colors. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we wanted to take it up a notch and actually talk about some events. So, Tyler, do you want to tell us, have you been to any themed events with your fraternity?
I unfortunately have not because, you know, COVID, it has restricted a lot. But with that being said, I've heard of a lot of different themes, like from other universities, pre-COVID, of course. But some of their themes and some of their, like, formals or semi-formals or stuff like that, I thought they were really interesting. But yeah.
I actually have been able to attend a few different themed events through Kappa Delta. All COVID precautions were taken, but I think one of my absolute favorites of the themed events is that we had a bowling social, and everybody dressed up in, like, jerseys and different sports attire, but I didn't have a jersey, so I had to get creative, but I have, like, a baseball-ish Kappa Delta shirt, and I had leggings with long socks and a baseball hat, and I thought I pulled it off pretty well in just the nick of time.
Yeah.
And another one that we had Glow with ATO, which was a mixer with one of the fraternities we have on campus. And everybody wore neon, and we went to an arcade. We went to Game Time, which is in Gulf Coast Town Center. And it was a lot of fun. And there was a prize for whoever dressed up in the most neon. I did not win, but as you guys can't see, but I'm wearing in the studio today, my neon orange Nikes.
She is so proud.
My favorite things in my closet. I have had these for over a year, not a spot on them. Thank you very much. But yeah, and that was my outfit. No, I'm kidding. I had a little bit more neon. But yeah, those are my two favorites that we've been to.
Okay.
So what are some examples of different themes of events that you've seen? Maybe some that you don't love, maybe some that you do. We're going to get to formal and semi-formal, but, like, I don't know, just throw some different themes out there.
Okay, so I think, first of all, I've seen the theme happen a lot. I've heard of it a lot, but the theme, the Great Gatsby.
Okay.
That's been a pretty recurrent theme that I've seen primarily in different Greek
lives. Do we like it? Formals. Do we not like it?
The fact that I mentioned the word recurring, I kind of feel like it's slightly basic, not very unique.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, of course, like, if anyone's done it before, and I'm not trying to throw hate or anything, but I'm just saying it's...
We've done it before, like, a while ago.
And all the Kappa Deltas now hate Tyler.
No. This was, like, 2013. This was, like...
Oh, so it was long ago.
Yes, this was long ago. As much as I agree, I think that one is so overdone. However, I kind of love it. There's a certain, like, maturity and glamour to doing that theme where it's, like, above the typical, like, borrowed prom themes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never, like, there's not a high school that does a Great Gatsby prom, is there?
And I think that's the whole concept, is that you should try to break away from a high school prom.
Yes.
It should try to be further than that or something very
unique. Because formals are very much, like... they're very much like prom, whereas semi is very much like homecoming.
Mm-hmm. They go all out for formal.
So, yeah, I don't know. I like, there's a certain glamour to it that I just really appreciate.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with the theme. But would I personally support and advocate for it? No.
No. I do think it's overdone, though.
Just, well, another one that I've actually, I was researching this a little bit because, you know, we're both new to Greek life. We don't know much about the whole social spectrums. But one.
Especially because, not to, like, cut you off, but especially because we got, like, a sort of warped sense of it.
Yeah. But there was one, and I want to make sure I get the term correct here. There was a date party idea that I had seen when I was, like, kind of doing a little bit of research, but it was Mardi Gras theme.
Yes.
Now, I think that's pretty, like, fun. I think that'd be a really fun event to try to have. I think I like the idea of a theme that's relevant to the time. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Tyler and I just watched, Tyler and I, in our search for different themes, we for some reason landed on the Pie Cap Instagram. We were watching the Pie Cap Rush video from a while ago, and in the background you see a cowboy and aliens. It's a banner for some social that I guess they had a while ago. As campy and slightly tacky as I think that is, I absolutely love it. I love it. Can you imagine dressing up? I don't know. I love dressing up. Do you like
but
that,
that's like one of those things. So that's a theme that's extremely unique.
Tacky probably was not the best word to describe that, but like, you know, like campy, mm-hmm. out of the box.
Yeah.
A little bit
Well,
much.
That's what I'm thinking. Like it's something that wouldn't be the norm.
Yes.
So I think that's what makes it great.
Yes. Would you prefer an event where you're formal or would you prefer an event where you're dressed up?
Okay. I'm going to like sound a little bit ignorant to this, but what's the difference?
Oh, I meant like, okay, when I say dress up, I mean like costume.
Okay,
yeah.
Costume. Okay, so
sorry,
see,
just not like not formal dress up with that.
Personally, I'd be all for like a formal attire just because like it'd be nice to get dressed up, go to typically something that's really fancy or something a little bit more high end and upper scale.
Okay.
And yes. I think that'd be really fun. However, that does not mean that I wouldn't be down for a little bit of a costume or themed event at all.
Okay. See, I live to dress up in costumes, but I also lived for formal looks as well, so I just like events.
Well, you have really good creativity, so any like costume ideas or anything like that, you can really put something together very well, very quickly, actually.
Yeah, you can't see my outfit today, but I'm wearing my neon orange shoes, and I'm wearing my fire shorts from Halloween, and they're literally just like tight biker shorts that have fire print amongst the bottom. Yeah, that was a recycled costume that I figured I should get more use out of.
Absolutely.
I feel like everybody's been staring me down today, but I decided to be bold.
Well, you see, you can reuse your Halloween costume. I, on the other hand, cannot.
Yes, so. No, Tyler got a very authentic firefighter for his look.
Yeah, can't wear that to campus. That'd stick out real quick.
Yeah, no, that definitely would. Mine is a bit more forgivable. So another thing I want to talk about. So fraternities, I feel like, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going into kind of the dynamic of okay. themed events between fraternities and sororities and like the differences.
Mm-hmm.
So what I gauge is that when fraternities throw themed events, it's so other people will come.
I would slightly agree with that. Because at the end of the day, the moral is for it to be like an opportunity yes. for brothers to bond. That's always like what they're trying to get.
But, yes. But I feel like they are throwing the themed event. Not even like just sorority girls, but like anybody.
To try to kind of present an image if that's what you're like kind of insinuating.
Oh my God. Political moves.
Political moves, yes. I'd say social moves, but
yes.
definitely attempting to kind of put their image out there, make it a little bit more apparent to everyone else on campus. Because yes. When you throw more events, you kind of get more clout for it, and typically your name gets talked about more. So yes. if you're good at doing it, then you can expect your name to probably get talked about a lot more on campus.
Yes. But on the other hand, I feel like when sororities throw themed events, it's the primary purpose of that themed event is that sisters will bond. And if you do even, like, I feel like they're very exclusive.
But at the same time, I feel like, I like that approach, sort of, because it does ensure that you have a strong sisterhood, like,
yes.
base. And that's, yes. like, the root of all of the sorority's foundation.
Yeah.
So,
And I'm not even saying this about just mine. I feel mm-hmm. like in general.
Oh, no. Definitely in general, yes. But I kind of like that approach. But at the same time, I do like the steps that fraternities typically take to make sure that they kind of have a social presence open to everyone. Not saying that sororities are not inclusive. That's not at all what I'm insinuating.
So the problem with sororities is that most of them are just so big
mm-hmm.
that like even without COVID to accommodate like the yeah. number of people.
They have to think about who's paying the dues
yes.
and who's showing up to their meetings.
Like
they
almost have to make it exclusive yes. for that reason. Because like even like different date parties,
mm-hmm.
we all have to like you get like the standard you're responsible for your date, this, yeah. that. Like it's a whole like checklist. I feel like anybody can just show up to like a frat event.
So you have to like basically screen all your guests before.
Yes. Yes, you do. They like well, I don't know. I don't know if they background check, but like but I feel like they do. They ask age. They ask, like, you have to sign waivers as
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you can't just, like, show up. It's a process.
Wow.
Well, that part is with mine, and I would assume it's with others for the same different safety reasons.
Once again, I can completely understand where they're coming from, because liability, risk management, they got to keep all this stuff in mind.
Yeah.
So when you have those signed waivers, that's preventing them from getting any kind of backlash,
yeah,
any kind of issues down the road.
No, totally. And an entire thing that like I've neglected to mention so far is it's not even just the event, the themed event. I don't know if you do this, but it's also the merchandise that comes with it.
Merchandise.
It doesn't even exist as a memory of just an event. It's also a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cup. I have a cup from Semi-Formal with a butterfly on it.
Cool.
Katie gives me wings. And it was butterflies. That. Loved the theme. Beautiful event.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely would have advocated for different verbiage to have been used so it doesn't sound like a Red Bull commercial.
I mean, it kind of does. I thought that was kind of like your goal.
No. Or, I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it's like a little innuendo in there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't even think about it like that. I've only thought about it as like, oh, it sounds like Red Bull. But oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for expanding my mind in
that sense. I mean, from an outsider's perspective, I kind of feel like that's what they're insinuating.
Yes. For sure, Shamrock inspired this idea. But slowly and surely, we are getting into formal season in air quotes and parentheses and brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Prom season. So
keep a lot of brackets and parentheses and quotations around that one.
Are you excited for what's to come? Your formal has not been announced.
Mm-mm.
We don't know anything.
No, we do not.
At this point.
But I don't even know anything.
Do we have at least like in planning phase? Waiting for school approval. Do we have like one of those, or do we know if it's happening?
I would believe that that's probably what's going on, because you do have to give the school a X amount of
weeks
notice before you go put an event together.
Okay.
So I would assume that we're definitely in planning process, but I can't tell you where
but
we are.
But you don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
See, here's an example of not asking deep questions.
Because Tyler cannot answer this.
But you don't know, though. This isn't like broadcast. You don't know what's going on.
No, I don't know what's... Well,
it's kept pretty much where it needs
that,
to be.
Yeah, I say that in like a light manner. Like it's, you know, like it's intended to be that way.
It's up in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's not like people
It's not like code.
Yeah, it's not like people are like...
Tyler's not like winking at me or anything.
No,
like.
I'm not.
So Kappa Delta Formal was just announced. And the theme is Katie lights up the night. But the stance that's been taken on it is kind of like notes of the Disney movie Tangled, like
okay,
with the lanterns.
Yes.
But it's more focused on the lanterns.
Which I like the idea of this one, actually. The idea of your like formal's theme.
Yes.
It is a really interesting theme. I think it's going to be really nice.
I like the lanterns. I like the venue.
Mm-hmm.
My heart sank because at first I thought it was like Tangled themed. I was like, oh my God. but no, it's like, I just think it's an elevated, like there's notes of Disney,
mm-hmm,
but it's an elevated approach, which
yes,
is something that I appreciate.
I think that makes it more mature too.
The venue's my favorite part.
The venue's really
I'm
nice.
I'm very excited. It's yes, on, it's in this like this beautiful home that's on the water. I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that requires a formal long dress.
Yes,
and as of right now, this isn't like a flex. This is just me like talking or whatever. As of right now, I have two like dresses that I stole from my mom. I have two formal dresses of mine that I wore. Well, one I actually wore to prom and one I bought last year right before the world shut down. And I have one that I wore to a prom in Texas that is being shipped back to me as we speak, 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. But so that's five dresses.
You have a lot of options.
And I have four of them here at school. So unnecessary. So excessive. But yeah, so where I'm at now, my indecisive self, is that I am trying to pick a dress for the event and possibly betas should you have
one. Should we have one? Yes.
Is I allowed to say that?
I think that's fair.
like planning for the future. Just
planning for the
just
future.
In case.
Definitely.
But so So I think, like, if you were to have a formal, I don't feel like, again, difference between sorority and fraternity, I don't feel like it would be very theme-centered.
I would actually probably agree with
you
that.
You would agree, yeah.
I would agree with that because I only say that because I've seen sororities go into planning for this
dare
stuff.
I say, I like, I don't know, this might be like a harsh claim, but I don't even think there would be a theme. I think it would just be a venue and like formal attire.
I can't like speak on that.
Yeah, I know, but, I know, but like,
I can't confirm or deny what you're saying, but I would assume that they try to create a theme, but like, I don't know if it's going to be based word for word, image for image, every kind of like, everything's going to connect the dots like a sorority's formal would.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like, sorority formal planning is very specific. It very far in advance.
Yes. Yes.
Which is impressive.
Yes.
Because I think it, obviously, y'all have your plates filled when you're trying to do it. It's very stressful to plan.
Oh, yeah.
But when you divide it up and you have all this length of time, it does make the jobs a little bit easier, a little bit more.
And you have capable. All these people that are tasked with different responsibilities.
So I would say on that note, you do a very good job at planning things out, I do believe.
Good. I mean, I'm glad that as somebody
it looks
that's...
that way. I'm
no,
happy
no, no,
it
no,
looks
no, no, no. It does. No, it is that way as somebody that's in it. But like, I feel like you have a respect for that process. And I think that's cool. But another thing that I hope I'm not like backtracking or anything, but another sorority thing that I want to touch upon is bid day.
I will let Frankie take the wheel because this is totally a sorority thing.
This podcast episode is me. I'm not on. The things that I'm involved with are not anywhere near planning the themes. So this podcast episode is my way of planning things that aren't going to happen. So bid day. Bid day is the day that the PNMs get their bid and they show up. And it's not a party, but it's like a very much like... all of the sisters are in one place.
Would you say it's more of a social base?
Yes. Okay. It's everybody's in one place. Everybody's meeting for the first time. Everybody's dressed like in the same theme. So it's very theme centered. Like, for example, mine was Honey, I'm Home, and it was bees and honey, and it was really cute, and I appreciated it. But here are some bid day themes that I am absolutely obsessed with that, hey, if you're in any of those positions, go ahead, borrow them.
Frankie wants to see this happen what she's trying to get at.
My first one, I feel like a bunch of people are going to hate, but yo-ho, the Katie life for me. Pirate themed. I love it. I think it's so cute. I saw that one on Pinterest.
Brought to you by Pinterest.
And the shirts, could you imagine, like gold, everybody in like pirate attire?
That'd be really cool, actually.
Tyler's like, okay, next. Next we have Sweet Home Kappa Delta. Western wear, everything pink,
Western
and sparkly,
wear.
Cow print.
Okay.
Because, okay, for, like, also another thing, Big Little reveals are also themed. We love themes. But, like, mine was Space Cowgirl.
Once again, this is completely a sorority thing.
Yes.
I cannot speak on behalf of the fraternities,
yes.
But I can assure you we did
this
not do
this. This is very much me taking over. But I feel like I love the Space Cowgirl thing, and I want it to be overused, but I feel like to other people that aren't as in love with this theme, it is overused. So to have it just be, like, just cowgirl, just Western, any of that, I think is a little bit different. Another one that I saw that I loved is... Well, it's titled No Sleep Till Bid Day, but I don't know if I, like, really love that one. And it's, like, different clouds and PJs and, like, stars. And it's, like nighttime, kind of. Like, I would prefer it to be called I Found the Home of My Dreams. Yeah? You like that? Tyler?
I actually like that.
Tyler's not involved in any of this, but he, like...
I like the idea.
Tyler's sitting there on his phone listening to me talk.
I'm letting Frankie take the wheel.
No, you are. Another one that I saw, Rock and Roll.
Okay, now that one I could probably get behind.
I don't know what it would be called.
Well, what era of Rock and Roll?
Oh, any, like...
any era? Because there's a big difference.
I just threw up the, like...
you could end up with a lot of people from representing a lot of different
eras. I'm just
going
to show up in full, like, Kiss, like.
Okay, so, like, what's that called?
I don't know. Heavy metal?
Heavy metal?
I don't know. Rock and roll. You can take it. Here's a photo.
Okay, if y'all could see this photo, this is not helping me visualize anything.
No, she has an AC/DC shirt on.
Was she wearing leopard print?
She's wearing leopard print. I love it. I think it's very, like.
I'm not against the leopard print. It's just, like, I can't tell what era they're trying to, like, discuss or, like, what about that's rock and roll besides maybe a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't have to be doing the most. Another one that I loved is disco.
Now, that has very good potential.
/ Mamma Mia.
Oh.
Yeah. And, okay, next phase of sorority themes, Big Little. I've already claimed mermaids. All you
oh my goodness.
All of you out there, I am doing a mermaid-themed Big Little. Okay, but if I wasn't doing a mermaid-themed Big Little, I would do, like, Big Flame and Little Flame, and we would be wearing, like, firefighter outfits. I'm just super into it because I'm wearing my fire shorts today. That's the only reason. I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, oh, this would be a cool Big Little reveal theme. No, but I'm doing mermaids, and I will continue to advertise that on here so that nobody takes it.
Okay.
Oh my god, I even forgot this bid day theme. Ahoy campers, and everybody's in like camp counselor attire.
Okay, I actually like that
idea. I think that's really funny. Yeah, okay. So now Tyler and I are going to go into our final segment of this episode. And I've kind of challenged Tyler to either plan.
It was a challenge.
Yes.
It became more of a challenge, and you'll see why in a second.
Yes, but I challenged Tyler to plan either a formal or a semi-formal with a theme.
Why don't you go first? Because you slightly stole my idea, but I wasn't running with it like you were.
I didn't take that idea from you.
Okay, first of all, I was about to say it.
You can. Do you want to?
No. First of all, let me just put this aside. I would rather go to Frankie's idea of a, like, her formal theme. I'd rather go to that than mine.
Oh my god.
Because I actually do like where it's going.
Okay, I have multiple to present here.
Oh goodness.
But my absolute dream formal. We are on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for it to be a cruise ship. That's not realistic.
That's definitely not realistic.
Probably like one of those rentable.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Like, you can do like a yacht charter.
Yes. Yes. A yacht charter at night. And it would be applause, James Bond themed.
This is why I was on board 100%.
Yes. So, picture, again, very unrealistic, but everybody gets flown in on a chopper.
Okay, this is where it gets very unrealistic. And this is where it goes out of my budget and a lot of other people's budget.
Fireworks shoot out as you descend to...
I don't know what school you think we go to, but I can assure you we don't have that fun.
No, I'm kidding. I'm proposing a very, like, very watered-down version of the action
down
movie
to earth.
That I just presented. But yeah, on a boat, James Bond-themed.
Well, like, okay, so bouncing off of that.
Yes.
On a boat. I was sticking with that. Because yes. I just think, you know, we're in the Gulf. You know, we're near body of water, pretty big body
it's
of water.
It's different. It's an experience. It's not just, like, a venue.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, we should use our surroundings to our benefit.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking in this whole thing. Because I feel like different universities and different regions just have different attributes around their campus that they could use.
Yes.
To kind of make their formal what it is. So for us, we're near the ocean. So that's why I'm like, okay, a boat has to happen somewhere. It has to happen somewhere. So I would do the same thing. I would charter a yacht. Already,
theme?
This is very expensive, yeah. By the way. A yacht charter is very expensive.
I'm really just going to have to eat before.
Yes, like, you're going to have to eat, maybe pick up some McDonald's on the way over. It's not happening any other way.
Ah, damn it, I dropped my fries out of my chopper.
See, here's the thing, though, is I exclude the chopper. Don't know where that's coming from. I guess it makes James Bond theme really fit.
Yeah.
But that's why I go to her formal, because I couldn't think of another theme rather than, listen, hear me out, you're going to hate this. Okay.
Okay.
And I hate that is the only thing that I could come up with.
Okay.
But it kind of fits. I was thinking like almost like a Southern prep.
Oh, I love it.
So yacht, Southern prep.
I don't get why Southern prep on a yacht, but oh, are you talking about like.
Are you talking about pauses?
I pray this isn't an offensive term. at this.
We can
redneck,
cut it out.
Redneck formal?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. But like
on a boat.
we're gonna throw like vineyard vines out there. Kind of get the image. Oh, her reaction. It was the same reaction I had when I thought about it. But
that okay, that for semi-formal. Because I don't know how really? Anybody's how are you gonna show up in a Vineyard Vines suit?
Like, okay, well I'm not saying like Vineyard Vines the brand. I'm just saying like that kind of Southern prep vibe.
Yes. Okay.
But to kind of go off of this, because then I was thinking further, because you know, me and Frankie were sitting here like chartering a yacht's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we turned it into almost like a mixer with several different Greek organizations who
so,
all
like,
teamed up?
A social.
And yeah, like that's the thing though, is it loses if you stuck with like Naples or maybe a little bit more of a high end area.
This is Tyler's way of saying that he does not have a theme.
My way of saying I don't have a theme because I don't focus on the theme right away. I say
you
let's find
the
venue.
Okay.
Because if you can get the venue selected, you can kind of get an image of a theme that will correlate with your venue.
Oh, you're saying venue first. I'm saying yes. Come up with theme and then pick venue from there.
Because then it could be like, okay, we're going to have, say, for example, you know, like not going off of your formal, but like, you know, like the whole Tangled idea theme. Imagine that on a yacht. It kind of loses its value.
No, but the yacht like kind of speaks for itself. Like
it does, which is, yes,
like
that's
that
fair.
Can't go
that's
on
fair.
A yacht. That would water down the yacht.
But yeah, you kind of get what I'm saying, though.
Like
I think.
Okay, so when I was thinking of my ideal formal, my mind, I will admit, my mind was just like, boat. And then I was like, oh my God, what theme could go with this? And then that's when it hit me, James Bond. And I was like, okay. So I will say, with my other formal ideas that I was Pinteresting all day today, all the themes came first and then the events came second. Mm-hmm. But I guess you're right, Tyler.
Well, if you plan it right, I mean, you can obviously go off of themes because then you have an idea of what you want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So then your venue can kind of match. So I'm not saying like you have to go venue then theme. You just kind of have to have a mindset that if this is your theme, you better make sure your venue is going to match.
Yes, very good.
Because what you don't want to do is get something that's completely...
It's almost like wedding.
It
oh
is.
My God.
Okay. It is. Without, I feel like that's more stressful though, because that when you don't get to like have another next year, you know? Because you can always have another formal next year.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, Tyler, like unrelated question for you, but do you have you been to prom?
Okay, so fun fact.
This was not my question. But
yeah,
this
no.
is like the
high
question
school.
Leading into the question.
High school. I thought about going to my high school prom my senior year. I'm just not a big fan of those things. Like I was never a big fan of homecoming, but I went.
Okay.
Was never a big fan of prom, but I was going to go my senior year and just never happened because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So can't say I've had the experience.
My question, this is the real question here.
Oh, okay.
It is, what is your favorite high school themed event? Like, what's your favorite out of the homecomings that you went to? Oh my God, you're looking at me like you only went to one.
No,
Did
I didn't
one?
Go to one, but I'm just sitting here
what
thinking.
What was your favorite of those themes?
I really have to think about the themes because.
You don't remember?
First of all, no. First of all, What year was it? Now I'm having to think back.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
Were they bad?
No offense, but some of them were very, very tacky.
Memories.
I think we had a beach theme, so you did not have to come in a tux or dress up. You came in like beach attire.
Okay.
I remember that one
that's
now.
That's like a middle
that
school.
That was junior year.
That's a middle school
oh, that was
theme.
Awful.
That's not.
That was not it.
That
I can see it now. I'm like literally picturing like the little fake palm trees in the corner of the gym. Like,
I'm getting
flashbacks, but no. So some of them, they had a good idea, but here's the thing is like
poor execution.
Not poor execution, because prom, they always managed to do very well.
I don't know. Beach, there's not like
homecoming,
not like an elegant way of doing that.
Homecoming was not it, though.
Okay.
It wasn't it. And some of them, it was just like, they tried to do the best they could with what they had, which was just a gem sometimes.
Bless their hearts.
Well, no, it's like, I don't know. The beach, I remember the beach one, though. That was not it. I'm remembering it now.
My favorite one.
Oh, I'm pulling up photos.
My favorite one that we had, it was... Well, our homecoming is like in October, so it was like the week before Halloween, and it was Halloween themed, but it was excessively campy, like
really?
Headed into tacky territory, because I'm there in my fabulous but short cocktail dress, pulling up in my heels to be surrounded by like inflatable like Draculas and stuff.
Oh my goodness, no.
Oh yeah.
No.
There was one, they almost did, they didn't actually... do it, but it was Enchantment Under the Sea. Like back, no, but it wasn't under, it was like Back to the Future. Like that was the dance theme from Back to the Future.
Wow.
It's a little campy, but I would have lived for that. I think that's like, because it's not just Under the Sea, it's like the movie. No?
Yeah.
Tyler's not into it. That's okay.
No, I'm just sitting here like, I'm like bound and determined now. I have to find pictures of that.
Yeah, you go ahead. I can keep rambling. I'm ready.
I can't find any pictures. I can't. But
I think the terrible Halloween homecoming, I think if that was a semi-formal here, like
that would be pretty
like,
cool.
But like not
semi lines up around there.
Yes, it does. But like maybe not even like there's an elegant way to do Halloween. Mm-hmm. Halloween's very elegant. My wedding is going to be either Halloween or gothic themed. And I only know that. I like
this is basic, but I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yes.
Masquerade.
Overdone. I don't know. There's not the theme is just wearing masks. Like I don't know.
I mean, we already do
know.
It as it is.
I know we already do it as it is. But I was thinking like enchanted forest and everything
okay.
Be like black with trees and crows.
That sounds really familiar. I feel like I know a school that might have done something.
But like gothic elegance, you know.
Yeah.
Like I think that would be. I think that could be a beautiful semi-formal. Like Capitol says, enchanting evening semi. Something.
That's not a bad idea, though. I can right? I can actually visualize this right now.
Damn. Okay. Maybe I'm about to like. Maybe I'm about to plan this one day.
You should.
There's another one. I don't know if I should. I'm gonna say it. But
I'm gonna say it. I don't care.
I'm gonna say it.
It's happening.
I don't care. It's happening. But like, okay, all day today, I was thinking like, okay, if I planned formal, what would it be? And then my boat thing came up, but I was like, okay, that's not like actually planning. So I hopped on Pinterest and I came up with like what I think is a very mature, elevated theme, but I can understand why people won't like this. Are you ready?
I am hanging on to my seat.
Andy Warhol, The Factory is the name of his studio, Art Deco. White warehouse, white venue, bright colored everything.
Wow.
Indoors, yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. So like pop art photos, rented furniture that's bright colors, oversized chandelier. You're much more receptive to this idea now than you were earlier.
Yeah, I think it was because I was dealing with some work then, but
no, Tyler's in his like student gov meeting and I'm like, Tyler, look at this, I think I have something good here.
And I'm like, yeah, cool, looks nice.
In the event that I'm ever in charge of running formal, that is what it will be. everybody's about to like because I hate surprises. But
this is a true fact. She does not like surprises.
I do not like surprises. Oh, I have a better semi-formal. October. Are you ready?
October.
Twisted Wonderland. Like gothic Alice in Wonderland.
These ideas keep getting like more interesting every time that you're like bringing them up.
This is my official hey Kappa Delta for next AO position. This is my official application. here's the other. Okay, this is another semi-formal, strictly semi-formal.
Okay.
Kappa Delta Starry Night.
Okay.
Outdoors, sunflowers, Van Gogh. I'm very into art.
that was a theme at my high school. I can't remember if it
was it really?
Prom or high or homecoming. So.
Do you like it?
Okay, I'm starting to remember night. It. It was supposed to start off as Starry Night, but then it was like Starry Night in Paris. Yeah. Now I'm remembering. This is weird that I'm like remembering these like things that I did not care about at all in high school.
I hate the Paris theme.
It is very overused.
I hate it. There's no reason. No reason whatsoever.
You've just offended so many people.
There's zero reason. Oh, another one that I've interested. Kappa Delta at Tiffany's. And it's like breakfast at Tiffany's and everybody comes in diamonds and pearls and like little black dresses. But that's like, the wardrobe would be very tight.
It would be.
Everybody would be wearing like the same thing.
And can you explain a little bit more on the wardrobe for us, please?
Like borrowing the Audrey Hepburn, kind of the long black gloves, mm-hmm. the tiara, the big sunglasses that cover your eyebrows, huge jewelry, little black dress.
So when you discuss like themes for your formals, do you also have colors that you typically try to stick by?
Yes. Well, okay. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
This one that's happening, because it's very, like, watered down's a bad term. What's a better one? It's very non-specific.
So broad.
Very general, broad. Mm-hmm. You can wear, like, any color. It's outdoors. Okay. There's no, like, standard color that
which,
the whole thing
which I'm perfectly okay with.
Oh, I love that.
I like the concept of that.
I love the idea of that. Our semi-formal, Katie Gives Me Wings, it was blue butterflies, silver, white, gray, mm-hmm. black, or blue.
Okay.
Like, those were the, like, even that's broad.
Yeah.
Everybody has at least one of those.
Which is nice to keep it somewhere in that broad color wheel.
Yeah,
well, this is...
I loved that semi. I just didn't like the wording. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. That was the only thing. Okay.
Well, this has been an interesting episode. Can't say that I've discussed formal in depth like I have today.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's something. I'm walking away with some knowledge.
Tyler's looking at me waiting for me to end it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be on the lookout for formal. Happy formal season to all my Greek people. And until then, it is
Greek to us.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.